Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
There's one man on the front of most Irish newspapers this morning, and it's not Donald Trump, it's Mick O'Dwyer. He's the main story on the front of the Irish Daily Star, Thanks Micko, with two black and white photographs. Mick O'Dwyer taking Kerry to 8 All-Ireland titles in the late 70s and 80s after a glittering playing career. All-Ireland pays tribute to GAA's greatest ever icon O'Dwyer, dead at 88 is the headline. The Irish Examiner dedicates half of the front page to Mick O'Dwyer, and inside they've Eamon Fitzmaurice, Mick Clifford, Brendan O'Brien, Tony Lean, John Fogarty, Mikey Sheehy and Paul Rouse all writing about Mick O'Dwyer. The headline on the front of the Examiner is, "In Kerry, he was living deity, Mick O'Dwyer, 1936 to 2025. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Irish Examiner, the other big story is about the tariffs. I'll fly through the tariff stories because I don't want to depress you on a Friday morning. Europe's powerhouse nations are preparing to use the nuclear option by targeting US tech companies in retaliation to US President Donald Trump's 20% tariff announcement. This isn't good for Ireland, given the tech companies are headquartered here, but both France and Germany have indicated a willingness to target US tech giants operating in Europe, operating in Dublin, with retaliatory tariffs in a move that could have devastating economic consequences for Ireland. Because, of course, we're home to Apple, Meta and Google, all of the European headquarters in Ireland. But that's what the EU wants to do, it would seem. Irish Independent: Ireland has urged the EU to restrict any tariff countermeasures to US luxury goods so as not to provoke further tit-for-tat tariffs on vital Irish agri-food exports. So Ireland wants the EU to exempt food and alcohol in the tariffs, and I suppose tech as well. That's the Indo. The Irish Daily Mail: meltdown. Stock markets took a 2.4 trillion euro hit yesterday after Donald Trump pushed the world to the brink of a full-scale trade war. Panic spread among investors in the US, Europe, the UK and Asia after Donald Trump's tariffs announcement on Liberation Day. I heard someone else calling it Liquidation Day on Wall Street. The Irish Sun on the front page: Don and Dumber. President Donald Trump's tariff tsunami may spark a brutal global trade war. US firms were hit by a market meltdown yesterday with $2.2 trillion wiped off shares. But the Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said that we will weather this storm. The Irish Daily Mirror, a story that we copped yesterday in here about penguins. The headline on the front of the Mirror is "Pick on the Penguins." Donald Trump has been mocked for putting tariffs on penguins because he slapped tariffs on an uninhabited Antarctic island where only penguins live. It takes 2 weeks to get to this island from Perth. 2 weeks and several boats to get here. People haven't been on the island in about 10 years, as in no human being has been on the island in about 10 years. The penguins are there, but now there's a 10% tariff on this island for some reason. And we heard yesterday the Australian Prime Minister saying nowhere on earth is safe if we're putting tariffs on penguins. And then finally on the tariff story, the Irish Times: Taoiseach urges caution amid signs of EU divisions. I thought it was very interesting listening to Christine Lagarde on the Pat Kenny Show here on Newstalk the other day. And you can listen back to the podcast, because she wasn't as worried about the Trump tariffs as about Europe standing together and being strong together. And now we're seeing the signs of this, where there's division. France and Germany looking to target tech. The Taoiseach looking for caution. Christine Lagarde was kind of warning of this, saying that this is where European Union needs to be united. The Irish Times says, amid global condemnation of Trump's tariffs, Ireland has urged caution on EU leaders and officials preparing for the bloc's response to the move. So obviously there will be a retaliation from the EU. What that's going to look like, we're not quite sure. The other big story in the front of the Irish Times, also to do with the Taoiseach: he's never stayed in the official Taoiseach's residence in the Phoenix Park. There's a house there, it's called Steward's Lodge, available for the Taoiseach to stay in. Micheál Martin has never stayed there. Leo Varadkar stayed there 119 nights during his term of office. Records for the OPW show: neither Micheál Martin nor Simon Harris, when Taoiseach, have ever spent a night at the lodge. The four-bedroom house was refurbished about 20 years ago at a cost of €600,000. It's the Taoiseach's residence, and they spent another €112,000 upgrading the property about 10 years ago. Leo Varadkar stayed there on 119 nights. I think you do pay for it if you're the Taoiseach. You pay 100 or 200 quid a night to stay there. Micheál Martin has never stayed there. There was talk at the time, when there were protesters outside Simon Harris's house, that he might stay there, but I remember him saying no, he's not going to be pushed out of his own home by threats. Inside the papers, a lot about baby names today. The Mail says that a baby being named after their mother or father is an Irish tradition that goes back centuries, but new data shows boys are more than 10 times more likely to be named after their father than girls after their mother. I have to say, of any new babies I know born in recent years, they're never named after either parent, but that was a huge thing in Ireland. You know, John Joe Jr. and Micheál Jr. and all these things, Micheál Óg, that's all gone now, it would seem. Not, well, we had 54,000 babies born last year, and 500 of those had the same name as either their mother or father. But of those, 464 were boys named after their dads, and just 44 were girls named after their mothers. These are new figures from the CSO. Men called Michael were most likely to pass on their forename. There were 35 Michael Juniors arriving last year. And the most popular girl's name to be passed down was Mary. But we only had 4 Marys last year, born 2 Marys. And men called Michael, Patrick or James were the most likely to name their sons after themselves. Read more about that in the Mail. If you're planning on going on a diet, we heard for years that it was the Mediterranean diet and lifestyle that we're supposed to follow. However, the Times of London tells us, forget that. Now you're to follow an African diet. We should be looking to Tanzania. A study has found that shifting to a diet typical of the East African country for only 2 weeks has incredible effects, and the diet in Tanzania is vegetables, ancient grains and fermented foods. Much better than the Mediterranean diet, apparently, and in particular, the Tanzanian diet dampens inflammation, which has been linked to a host of illnesses, including Alzheimer's and arthritis. So there we go. There'll be a lot of people today Googling the diet of northern Tanzania in particular. Staying with diets, by the way, Builders, they're all on diets themselves, and they're not happy with the stereotype of the van man with the breakfast roll and having 20 fags in your house and drinking tea all day. The Mail tells us the cliche has been relegated to the past because a poll suggests that handymen are more likely to do yoga and keep a skincare routine. Researchers polled 1,000 van driving tradesmen. 80% think that the stereotypes are offensive. More than half do mindful activities like yoga. 41% in the UK prefer cricket to soccer. 43% say they recycle. And more than two-thirds now say they're more likely to drive an electric vehicle than a classic white van. And instead of offering your builder a milk and 2 sugars, 1 in 5 now drink herbal tea, and 22% have a nightly skincare routine. And builders don't wolf whistle anymore either. That is out the window, as is a car or a van full of cigarette butts and junk food wrappers. So there we go, the changing face of the tradesman in Ireland. And finally, Gen Z pet owners, millennial pet owners, are lavishing their dogs with gifts worth up to €6,000 a year. The Sun tells us that almost 1 in 10 even admit to having thrown a puppy shower for their dog or a kitten shower for their cat. 1 in 20 have treated their pet to a spa day, and a quarter of 18 to 34 year olds spend more than €3,000 a year on their animals. 1 in 20 admit spending more than €6,000 on their furry friends as well. Read more about that in the Irish Sun. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.